Verse 14, but Jesus said, here it is, but I am the good shepherd. Somebody say good shepherd. Watch it now. And he says, here it is. Now I'm getting ready to show you. I hear somebody, well, I can't even get to my pastor. I call him, I can't, you know, I want to schedule an appointment. I can't, you understand. You know what I mean? But let me tell you something. He says here, Jesus says, I know my sheep. Come on, y'all. He said, I know my sheep. The only way you can know your sheep is to have a relationship with them. And he said, and my sheep know me. Come on. Only way your sheep can know you is you have to spend some time with them. Teaching, preaching, ministering, whatever it is. He said, I know my sheep. Thank you. I know my sheep and they know me. Verse 18. No, here it is. No one takes my life. Verse 17. Therefore, my Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. He died for a reason. He didn't just die to die. He died to get up. Somebody say he died to get up. He didn't die and was buried in the tomb, amen, just to stay there. He said, amen, I'm going to get up on the third day. He said, I laid down my life so I can get up. Come on, somebody. I died so I can resurrect. That's part of God's redemptive plan. You need to understand that. Woo, glory to God. Stay with me. I'm about done, y'all. All right? I don't want to lose you. All right? So, I am the good shepherd. He loved them enough to give his life to protect the sheep, the people of God, God's people. A hireling is not a true shepherd. He says it. His main motive or motivation is money. Come on. A hireling is someone who stands in a position as God's leader, but not a true shepherd with a shepherd's heart. Watch it. He sees his duty as a job with pay. Take away the pay. Therefore, there's no motive to lead to God or to protect the people of God. A hireling does not understand the divine calling of God. Amen. Most sheep, amen, by nature may not know the importance of being able to move on to greener pasture. That's why a shepherd leads them to greener pasture. Amen. So I've pretty much given you the summation of the hireling versus the sheep. Amen. And Jesus said, I lay down my life freely, amen. That's what we got to understand today. The good shepherd gave his life for you and me. Freely, he said. He said, I know them. He said, I lay down my life and I take it up again. They're talking about the crucifixion, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we may have eternal life. Jesus makes a poignant point. He said, no man has the power to take my life. It wasn't that I was helpless and could not do anything. At a point in the Bible where Jesus and when Judas and the betrayer came with the Sanhedrin group. How do you know about that from Sunday school, right? These religious leaders who should have known better, should have known Jesus, the Son of God, was only about fighting him, amen, and his heavenly principles of love, forgiveness, righteousness, righteous living, worshiping the Father in heaven. So in Matthew 26:53, amen, Jesus told Judas and the Sanhedrin group, amen. He says, do you not know that I can call to my Father and he will supply me 12 legions of angels? The legion of angels was somewhere between 3,000 and 6,000 soldiers. You see what I'm saying? Jesus Christ is letting them know, no man has the power to take my life. I'm laying it down and freely I lay it down. I'm going to take it up again. Amen. Hallelujah. He did it for you and me. Jesus is our good shepherd. Freely and voluntarily laid his life down for you and me to fulfill God's redemptive plan to reclaim souls who had fallen prey to the devil and his plan. Jesus had to give his life as a sacrifice in place of you and me. That's why the scripture says in Isaiah, many people quote it, the 53rd chapter, he was wounded for our transgressions. Amen. I've heard somebody, well, you know, Jesus died on the cross and he died for himself and he had to die for everybody. No, not true. No, my Bible said he knew no sin. He committed no sin, but was made to be sin for us. Come on. He took on the sins of the world. No, he wasn't dying for himself. He was dying for the whole world. He was buried. He was bruised, the Bible said, for our iniquity. He was beaten with the scars of our punishment. He was chastised for, the Bible said, for our peace, not his peace, your peace, my peace. He was bruised and chastised for our peace. Come on. Was upon him. And the Bible says, and by his stripes we are healed. Come on, y'all. Talk to me. Verse 6 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. It's a whole lot of folk that have turned to his or her own way. Come on. And the Bible says, the Lord have laid on him, Jesus, the iniquity of us all. Hallelujah. So what's the conclusion of the whole matter? The conclusion of the whole matter is that our God has revealed to you and me one of his names as Jehovah Roi. He is the Lord, our shepherd, right? Mm-hmm. And that Jesus over in the New Testament, fast forward, came into this world, amen, was born, lived and died, was crucified and rose again. Now seated at the right hand of the Father, declares to you and me that he is the good shepherd. Okay? So in the Old Testament, he revealed himself as Jehovah Roi, the shepherd. He revealed himself not to David, just to David, but to Ezekiel, right? You remember that? And to Isaiah and to others, that he is the shepherd. So it was no accident that David mentioned it. He showed himself also to Ezekiel and also to Isaiah and to you and me, to the whole church in the new era of the church. Amen. He is the good shepherd. Lean on him, depend on him. Let him feed you. Let him guide you. Let him cause you to lay down. Let him cause you to have rest. Let him take away that depression, that worry, that anxiety, that concern about what tomorrow might bring. Amen. I've come to tell you as I close, everything is all right. Amen. Tomorrow is going to be just as blessed as today, or even the better so. Just continue to trust in God. Continue to trust Jehovah Roi. Continue to trust the Lord Jesus, your Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit. Study his word. Read the book. All right. I'm not making this up. I encourage you to go back and look at all the things that we talked about today. Amen. I wish I could talk a little bit more, but I'm out of time.